connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hey, podcast people. Glad you're here. Thank you. Share and comment and rate. There's a big 5-star rating. We'd love it. It would make us happy, and sharing makes us happy as well. Later, Ramona, in this podcast, is going to talk about whether or not she had a Karen moment or not. You can decide for your own.
Should I ask to speak to the manager's manager's manager?
But we begin with, they say older Americans, but I think spry young Americans, 50 plus, nearly 50% are said of they are having the best nookie of their lives.
Wow.
Of their lives.
Wow.
After having best of their lives. I'm thinking maybe they forgot about it, what it was like in the 20s and 30s. Maybe not. Maybe
maybe they're feeling freer.
Don't worry about anything.
You know, yeah, no worries about pregnancy, no worries about disease. They're in committed relationships. They've come to terms with how their body looks. Yeah. They're owning it.
They don't care
what people think.
They don't have to put in any extra effort. They know exactly how much effort is needed.
Okay, why do we have to go there?
I'm just saying that they
no extra effort.
Well, I mean, they know how
they're comfortable in their skills and they're comfortable in their own skin.
They know how to get the person to where they need to get.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do we have to add with minimal effort? Like,
not minimal effort. They know that where they're, you know, they don't have to, like, you know, strain themselves. Like,
strain? Well, you know, I guess if you're straining yourself, you've learned your limits.
You learned your limits. Yes. Yes.
Well, you're straining yourself in your 20s? Don't tell me.
Well, they might have had, like, 15 years of hardly ever getting it because kids are around or whatever, so it feels like really new.
Oh yeah,
again,
and you're raising kids, you're tired.
Most respondents in this 50 plus said they're having it less than they did when they were young. They said this decade was a time they were the most active. What, you know what decade that would be? Teens, 20s, 30s, 40s.
I'm gonna say 30s.
Yeah, 30s. But one in
I
eight,
might or might not be speaking from personal experience, I will not say.
Yeah, 30s. The 1 in 8 Americans, 50 and older, still get it on 5 times a week. 5 times a week.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's a lot.
I mean, maybe when the kids leave or I'm retired, I got a lot of time on my hands.
I will be honest with you. When I got married, during the engagement, my ex and I discussed
numbers.
How many times a week? Like what will work for you? What will work for me?
And that number changes.
And he went into negotiations with 7, and I was like, no, sir. No, sir.
He figured he'd start there because then he can get down to 2 or 3 and feel like he won.
And I started with 3 and I stayed with 3.
yes, right. There you go. another thing is 35% said they have their sex drives higher than where they were younger.
Hmm. Really?
Right.
Over 50s?
Over
it's 50, higher?
Higher. What were you doing back then?
I guess, you know, raising kids.
Yeah, true.
And trying to establish yourself in your career.
And the over 50 says they would do it more, but the top 3 reasons they don't. Number one, 42% say they're always working.
Mm-hmm.
39% say they live with others. I guess it would mean kids, I assume.
Mm-hmm. Kids, or maybe you're a caregiver.
And then
from personal experience or not.
Maybe it's getting personal. And then third, though, 36% said they have family that comes over often. Like, how often are they coming over that it derails your sex life?
I will say.
At what hour?
I will say.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Everybody Loves Raymond, first of all.
Right.
Second of all, it's not necessarily just about in-laws. Sometimes adult kids.
Okay, yeah.
They roll through looking for food, and they're constantly underfoot. They've moved out, but not really.
Yeah, I guess any of your daytime romps you might, but it just seems like that is, can you be in a back room and if you hear them, just keep going or something?
Doesn't that ruin the mood?
Because your mom is there?
That's a mood killer. Your in-laws show up or...
Yeah.
Or the kids come by to borrow something.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Who's it more disturbing to, the kids or the parents?
It's everybody.
I think it's more disturbing to the parents if the kids are younger, But it's more disturbing.
And I think he had flip flops once the kids get grown.
And they're like, I don't care. Look at me.
No, really? Or is that what you're going to be? Look at me. Look at what dad can still do. That's horrifying.
You're an adult now.
That's horrifying.
Look at this. I don't know what the other 25% are doing, but 75% wait for their kid to fall asleep or isn't around. So 25% are like, whatever. But maybe they have a big house or something.
Yeah.
But it just.
I mean, when you think of the houses that a lot of us grew up in, like
right there, they're on top. Well, and kids have a sixth sense, like some sort of supernatural ability. Like they're outside playing. Okay, let's get one going here, and then right when you get to the good part, there's running around, little footsteps and yelling. Daddy! Always. It's amazing. They have this horrible. Horrible timing issue. And then this is, you're not going to like this at all. Most popular places that the over 50s get it on. Okay, bedroom, living room. You're not happy about that, probably. Bathroom, kitchen. And then
kitchen.
Yeah, kitchen.
Ooh.
And then tied for fifth are the stairs. And the dining room. The stairs. I mean, I understand that.
I hope they're carpeted. That sounds uncomfortable.
But even, yes, it's horribly uncomfortable. I thought the whole point was getting older. We didn't do these weird things like steps.
I mean, maybe you're so excited that you want to go upstairs, but you just can't wait.
No, there's no way. Amy or I would be like, I try. My back. Or we hear him going, ugh, and I can tell that's not a pleasure groan. That is like my back is going out groan. And you separate the two and you wrap it up.
Yeah, we are talking about 50 plus.
Yeah.
We do need to be concerned about spine health.
Right, about spine health. All right, and good news, about 50% say once the kids left house, the empty nesters, getting it on like crazy.
So are you looking forward to that day? Are you counting down?
Yes.
Your youngest is, 11 now?
Yes, that's 7 more years, man. I don't know. I don't know about that.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know. It seems like tiring. I mean, in just 7 years. Whew. Well, maybe I'll be retired. Maybe not by choice, but I'll be unemployed. Do you call retired or unemployed when you get to a certain age?
You call it whatever you want to call it.
Right. We got a lot of time in my hands to lay around and get it on with somebody.
Preferably hopefully your wife. Like, we mean somebody. Just at that point, it's just random stopping by the house. Hey, I wonder what Matt's doing. Probably nothing. I'll just go over there and have a little sex.
He's doing something with a ladle and a whisk or something. I don't know. So, anywho, you had a talk to the manager moment.
No, talk to the manager's manager's manager.
Oh, way going way up the chain.
But you know, I questioned myself because I always try to figure out, is it me? Is it me? And I know that,
and
And I know sometimes I can be extra, but a friend asked me to tag along. He's a collector. I won't say what he collects. It's a very specific thing. He's got a very, very, very narrow aesthetic as to what he's looking for. But when he finds it, he's willing to spend big bucks on it.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, he knows I've been sitting around sad. So he's like, hey, you know, I'm going on a mission to collect. You know, you want to come with me. So I was like, hey, I get to spend somebody else's money, help him find stuff for his collection.
Get out of the house.
I'm in. Yeah. So we hit this boutique. And I say, oh, my gosh, look, there was this huge, huge piece of art that was amazing, totally matched the kind of thing that he collects. Mm-hmm. And I called his attention to it, and it was kind of outside of the boutique, and the worker came over, and he goes, oh my gosh, how much for this? And she goes, ooh, yeah, that's one of our more expensive pieces. That's $1,600, but come over here. Here's, you know, come look at this. And I had already walked inside, but I could still hear the interaction, and I saw her walking away from this guy. Mm-hmm. And I said, he's already spent over $1,000 today increasing his collection. Like, don't assume. He doesn't want this stuff in here. He wants that. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you assuming?
Right.
And so he's still standing there, and she has moved on to the cheaper section. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. So
and he's still standing. getting there.
Like, he didn't follow her,
right.
So which would indicate that he doesn't want that.
He didn't follow her, like, oh, let me see the cheaper stuff. He's still standing there waiting for service. And I'm like, he can truly afford this. He's already spent all this money. Like, why are you even doing this?
Mm-hmm.
So I just throw up my hands and I turn to leave. And she gets ticked at me, I think.
Yeah.
Because she says to me, oh, is that your hair? And I turned around to her and I rolled my eyes and I said, yes, it is. I bought it. And I'm thinking of all the things I want to say because my friend is a collector who only looks for pieces that he believes cannot be duplicated.
Real special, unique.
Very special pieces for his collection. And I'm like, he's already spent $1,000 today. Why are you mad at me? He's a millionaire.
Yeah. Isn't it possible she really wondered?
And still, why are you coming at me when you have a customer who I've already told you is a collector?
Yes. Yes. And like, he didn't follow you in. Like, maybe this piece was, like, no one buys it. It's just like, so she thinks,
you know,
no one's
and
buy
I assume that. Like, I can assume, I will assume that, you know, some of these, some artisans have pieces that are thousands of dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're in a window, and I can imagine that a lot of people walk by the window and say, oh, wow, how much is that? And then they hear, oh, that's $1,600. Like, yikes, whoa, hey,
this place
no.
is too much for my
right,
blood.
But I've told you that this guy is in the market for that kind of thing, and you're still ticked off that I'm telling you that he can shop for it, and you're still not giving this guy service. Yeah. And he's the type of person, unlike me, who's super easygoing, he's still standing there.
Like, he didn't
waiting.
Follow you to the cheaper stuff.
No.
Which means he must
no.
be interested.
Yeah.
Or at least entertain him.
So then, as you know, after her little hair comment, I turned to him. I said, please, let's go. I forbid you.
Forbid you?
I forbid
you. Forbidding him spending
his own
money.
I forbid you to spend money with this company. I forbid it.
Yes.
Don't do it.
Right. Right. Now maybe the company.
So I and then for 48 hours, all I could think about was what I should have said. But
of
then
course.
It's like, no, I shouldn't have said it to this person.
You're on a loop.
I feel bad for whoever owns this business.
Lost out on a sale, maybe.
Because you just lost $1,600.
Yeah.
And this person then is going over to try to sell this guy something that's easily reproduced at like $40, like 40, 1600,
yeah, 40, sell a lot of the 40,
1600, like,
yeah,
what are you doing? So I thought about asking to speak to the manager's manager, to inform him or her about what happened in that store, because if I owned that business, I would want to know if my people are going, we're not selling 1,600 pieces. Yeah. You can't afford that. Come over here.
Yeah, because it's not like you're calling and saying you wanted, like, I want something, or I want her fired, or I want something for free. You're just saying, this is how you're, you know, so you should know.
Right.
When there's nothing in it for you, then the request or observation should be taken really well.
Right.
Because it's not a demand. I just want you to know these things, right?
Right.
Like if a guy owns a restaurant, I'm in a restaurant, and there's something, you know, the guy is, you know, eating French fries with his feet and then coming over and serving my table.
I mean,
I should let him know.
One of my friends owns a fast food restaurant, and I totally remember saying, oh, we were talking on the phone, and I was at a drive-thru, and I was like, hey, hold on a second, let me place my order. And she heard the person at the drive-thru being rude, and she was like, please go inside.
Yeah.
Please go inside. You can't just let that happen. Like, if I would hope, that if someone experienced that at my restaurant, they would tell me.
Yes.
They would tell me. So,
exactly. So
I feel like I'm doing a public service.
I think you
to speak to the manager's manager.
Manager. Yeah. Yes. I think that is right.
And I'm also very proud of myself for not saying anything after I bought it.
Yeah. There's no sense because that can go.
Right.
Because
it's not
somebody pulls
go
up
well.
The camera and they only show this. You know, this small part of it.
Right.
Right. A video phone or whatever. You can take a segment of it and that could make you look like crap.
Right.
Right. So there's no point.
So my last words to her were, I bought it.
Yes. So here's the next step of getting, you're not making the scene there is not having that replay in your head in a loop for 48 hours.
I'm not there yet, sir.
Neither am I, but I'm trying to
Jesus
get there.
Jesus is still
because
working on me.
Because we know that's not
me.
Doing us any good for that to
still
loop around in there.
Working on me.
It just messes up our own heads
yes.
for 48 hours or something stupid.
But that's why I feel like I have to purge this
purge.
With the owner of said shop.
Yes.
Because
yes.
all I can think about is the little store I used to have in Pineville. Like, oh my God.
What if someone...
What
you
if?
You're right, you're right. All right, rate, comment, share, love us. Or not. Matt Ramona Facebook page to reach out. Matt Harris from Ramona Holloway. We'll talk soon.